Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to talk a little bit about SMART goals for weight loss. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Again, hello everyone, this is Dr. Clark, and today's podcast, I want to talk a little bit about goals, specifically SMART goals. Goals are very important, and it's getting to the time of year. Here we are getting towards the end of the year, and we want to start looking forward, also look back at what have we accomplished. I do this every single year. I encourage my kids to do this. I sit down with my wife and we can reevaluate, how did our year go? What do we want to accomplish next year? Now with weight loss, and this is a common thing to think about, especially when we're looking towards the beginning of the year, January 1st is right around the corner. So kind of looking at some of these weight loss goals are also very important too. And I want to talk a little bit about setting what I'll refer to as SMART goals. And SMART is a mnemonic, S-M-A-R-T, and we'll go through exactly what that means. Setting up SMART goals, and really SMART goals for anything. This doesn't necessarily have to pertain to weight loss. Obviously, that's what I do, and that's what we mainly do here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. But this discussion really can be, it's pertinent for really any goal that you're trying to obtain, whether it be an educational goal, whether it be a fitness goal, whether it be really anything, a social goal. So, you know, when you start talking about goals, kind of where should you start? You really need to ask yourself a few questions, and you really need to be honest with yourself on these answers too. Kind of, is the reasons here, is it health related? Do you just want to look better? Do you want to enjoy different activities? You need to really look at too, how much do I want to lose? So specifically with weight loss, you need to look at these things and be honest with yourself, because goals really do matter. Realistic, well-planned goals, very important. They can really mean the difference between success and failure. Goals help keep you focused. They help keep you motivated. And they really provide that plan for a change. You really want to see, what is this goal out there that I want? And then we talk about, okay, setting up the plan to get there. Because goals without plans are basically just wishes. Yeah, we all wish we were, you know, model thin, and we all wish we were professional athletes or, you know, world-class guitar players, whatever it is. Wishes, you know, are different than goals. So, you know, goals without a plan basically are just a wish. So we're going to start working on these SMART goals. And SMART, again, is a mnemonic, S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, or sometimes people call it realistic, relevant, similar terms, and time-bound. So specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-bound. Okay, start with the S in SMART, specific. You want to be very specific of what you want. Why is this goal being created? What are the benefits of reaching this goal? Who is involved in all this? You know, who is going to actually be helping you? Who might potentially be hindering you towards this goal? You know, what exactly are we looking to accomplish? So really looking at down the road is, what is this desired outcome? And kind of also kind of, when is this going to be reached? So that's the time bound part of the thing. But specifically, you really want to look at kind of an exact thing, not just saying, gee, I want to lose weight and be healthier. That is incredibly vague and means basically nothing. So whether it be, you know, specific to weight loss, it is, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to lose 50 pounds, whatever it is, and then start figuring out the weight. But make this specific. And whether it's going to be, you know, a different type of goals, whether I want to learn a musical instrument, okay, well, that's a vague goal. But if I want to play the guitar and do this, I want to be able to play this song, now we're starting to get specific. So get specific with these goals. Then they also need to be measurable. So the M part of SMART is measurable. There has to be a way to figure out, am I getting it? Now with weight, that's easy. You step on the scale. You can also use, do my clothes fit better? That kind of my size is coming down. What do I look like? My body fat percentage. So there are different ways of doing this, but it needs to be measurable. Now, however we look at it. So if it's, I'm learning an instrument, okay, I want to play this song. Okay. If it's, playing golf and I want to get better at golf, then it's okay, I want to get this score. So whatever it is, you want to be able to measure it. Okay. With weight loss, it tends to be fairly straightforward. Step on the scale. Okay, so you need to be objective about this. You need to be able to objectively track your progress and really kind of answer the question of how are you going to measure it? Again, weight, pretty easy. It's pounds, but also, like I said, inches, could be body fat percentage. It could be lots of different ways. And then kind of figuring out, what are the criteria you're using to reach those goals? Now, again, weight, that's pretty straightforward. It's going to be, okay, how many pounds are coming off? So it needs to be measurable. And then finally, it needs to be attainable. Is this something that, can actually be done? Okay, it's, if it physically can't be done, then okay, that's not realistic. So it needs to be attainable, need to be evaluating the steps of how to do it. And really, when we start talking about behavior changes and goals, I encourage people to think about two questions there. And they need to be able to answer yes to these two questions. And that is, can I do it? Is it worth it? If you cannot answer yes to those two questions, can I do it? Yes, I can. Is it worth it? Yes, it is. If you can't answer yes to those two questions, I assure you that behavior change will not occur. It'll just be a temporary thing. So you need to kind of assess how you're going to do these things. Do you have the skills to do that? If I'm going to try to be a scratch golfer or get my handicap down to 10, okay, and golfing, do I have the actual skills and ability to do that? Okay, do I have the attitude that's going to actually work on doing that? Because if I'm not wholeheartedly into this, it also won't work well either. So with weight loss, we really can't just kind of work on weight loss. We need to actually be all in. You need to be all in and really just work on this, because kind of working on anything doesn't work well at all. So are you really willing to put forth the effort that is necessary, the work that is necessary to see that particular outcome that we want? So realistic expectations will increase your self-belief, your motivation, and your drive. So if you make them too far out there, it's like, I'm never going to be a world-class sprinter. So if that's what I'm thinking is attainable, I need to reevaluate that. So need to be specific, measurable, attainable, and then relevant. Some people call this realistic. I like realistic and attainable kind of together there, but I think relevant. Okay, is it relevant to you? Meaning that everyone has their skills and abilities that they can do. Is this truly relevant to you? So is it relevant to me that I want to get into, this pair of jeans that I wore when I was 18? Is that really relevant? Is this something that's going to... So everyone has these unique needs and abilities, and your goal should reflect that too. So the goal must be relevant to your specific situation, such as, okay, if you're talking about health things, if people often say, I want to lose weight so I can be healthier. Okay, that's relevant to everybody. But if you don't have high blood pressure, then it's not relevant that I want to bring my blood pressure down. Or if you don't have high cholesterol, it's relevant that I have to bring my cholesterol down. It's like, no, those aren't relevant to you. So these goals need to be relevant to your particular situation as well. So kind of not just relevant, and then finally, time bound. So specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and now time bound. Time bound basically means there's an endpoint there of what you're looking at. Now, as I say over and over about weight loss is not a project. Projects have endpoints, and weight loss is a process. We keep working on this all the time. Because even when we're there, we're not really there, meaning that we have to continue to work on this forever. So when time bound, whenever we're talking about a goal, if we just say something like, well, I want to lose 10 pounds sometime, like obviously we're not going there. Okay, there needs to be some time bound to it, whether it be 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, whatever it is, and then mapping out how you're going to do this. So when is this goal actually going to be accomplished? Okay. Do you have a specific date in mind? Maybe it's, okay, an anniversary coming up. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe it's some get-together, a family reunion. Maybe it's your high school reunion. Whatever it is, do you have this time involved? And then is it, again, looking back, is it realistic? Is it relevant to kind of get there as well? So time binding it is very important when we look at goals. So those are SMART goals. Now, goals, again, should be personalized. What's relevant and personal to you isn't relevant and pertinent to and personal to Aunt Susie. Okay? So everybody should personalize their own goals. Okay? They need to be for you so that, again, you can be all in on doing this. If they're not pertinent to you, if they're not really relevant to you, if they're not personalized to you, then subsequently, you're really not going to be that much into trying to reach that goal. Now, we're specifically talking about weight loss. You really want to make sure you're setting realistic goals. So healthy weight loss typically occurs relatively slowly and steadily. So to think that I'm going to lose 25 pounds in a month is pretty darn unrealistic. Right? So you want to work on kind of planning that 1 to 2 pounds a week. Now, really, to do that, then you're going to have to burn or get rid of an extra kind of 500 calories or more a day. Now, whether it's going to be decreasing calories or whether it's going to be increasing activity to do that, as I've talked about multiple times, it's not as simple as just cutting back on calories or increasing your activity a certain amount of calories. If it was, I wouldn't have a job. But no matter how you look at it, you still have to look at reasonable, kind of steady type of out. If you think you're going to continue, you know, the first couple of weeks, maybe you will lose kind of 4 or 5 pounds. But if you think that's going to continue long term, that's not probably too realistic. Another good way of looking at this, of realistic weight loss, is looking at potentially losing a certain percentage of your body weight. So if you weigh 250 pounds, it's often a good idea to try to lose 5 to 10% of your body weight, because we see significant health improvement in losing that 5 to 10%. 10% then 250 pounds, 25 pounds, so it's okay. And how long is it gonna take you to do that? Is something I can do in 6 months to 12 months? You know, longer than that may be a little harder, more weight than that may be a little bit harder. But again, these are still goals, and they may be pertinent to you depending on where you are in your weight loss journey. You do want to think of goals as both being short-term and long-term. Keep that long-term, I refer to that long-term postcard vision of where I want to go, where I want to be, kind of when you think of your ultimate, what do you want to do? And that's kind of that long-term, and that may be kind of a couple of years out. But then also keep the short-term goals. You know, how are you going to get there? So you're breaking these things down. So short-term goals keep you engaged. They keep you engaged on a daily basis. I'm going to try, you know, even if it's a daily goal that I'm going to have, you know, a 30-minute walk. I'm going to exercise 3 times a week. Those goals. I'm going to try to keep my calories, keep my carbohydrate on less than 50 grams a day. Get my protein up kind of in that 100 gram a day. So these are little things that you can measure each day to keep you kind of engaged in this whole process and keep you going. And that's going to work towards these goals. So short-term goals to work towards long-term goals. The long-term goals are really that overall motivation. What's really driving this? Okay, where do you want that long-term goal? Where do I want to be in 1 year, 2 years? And this can be either professional goals, weight loss goals, health goals. Where do I want to be? All right. So now, goals, we shouldn't have too many of them. Sometimes we sit down at the beginning of the year and we start to set up way too many. We got this big long list of goals and things that we want to do. And again, keep that long-term vision in mind, but you don't want to make it so overwhelming, because if we get too many things, there's no way we can do all of these things. So they become very unmanageable. And unmanageable often then becomes unobtainable as far as goals go. And they just leave you overwhelmed and undermotivated. And so subsequently, then we need to have continue with that long-term motivation. And again, it's that long-term vision. Now, in order to do that, though, you need to write it down. It's very important to write these things down, as if it becomes more real. Thinking about it is great. Write it down. Actually, and if you talk to somebody and write it down, it becomes even more real. So when planning your goals, write them all down. And it may be that some of these goals you dismiss, right? It's like, okay, maybe I can't do this at this time. But as you start looking into how you're going to accomplish those goals, write these things down. So if specifically, I want to increase my activity. I want to start being, so how are you going to do that? Are you going to get up 15 minutes early and go for a walk? Are you going to exercise in the morning? Am I going to stop by the gym on my way home from work? What am I going to do? Am I going to walk my friend across the street each day? Whatever it is, how are you going to fit this in? Because we need to sometimes schedule it, because life, I assure you, gets in the way. You know this, that life gets in the way. So how are you going to fit it into the schedule? Are you going to make it kind of an appointment? What do you actually need to get started? So if I'm starting a walking program, do I need to go out and get new shoes? Do I need any other equipment? Walking's an easy one. You don't need a whole lot of equipment. You can walk anywhere. So, but this is something, what do you need to kind of do this? If I'm kind of getting ready to kind of start my weight loss plan and my eating plan, do I have the food that I need there? Have I gotten rid of the food that shouldn't be there? What are the things that you can actually do? Write these things down. Start planning it out. Picking a date is also very important, too. This is kind of a little bit, it's on the same topic, but it's kind of along those terms of planning ahead of time and picking a date. It's just saying, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Okay, that's great if you have it all planned out. But if you're starting now, and I encourage you, start now for looking in the future, but then pick that date. It may not be the 1st of January, because the 1st of January typically is still kind of that celebration time around there. It's going to be hard to start on the 1st of January, but maybe looking at, okay, the 10th of January, I'm going to start doing some of these things beginning of the year, reevaluating, figuring out how I'm going to set these things into my schedule. And on the 10th of January or the 15th of January, I'm going to start doing it. But pick a date. So pick that definitive start date and don't put it off. Once you pick that date, utilize it. So then start account. You need to be accountable to yourself. And sometimes sharing that with other people, an exercise buddy, a weight loss buddy, is a great way to do that. You do want to start small. And so for people that haven't set goals in a while, you do want to start small so that you see some positive reinforcement. And these small goals then will build to make bigger goals. Okay? Because remember, we're in this for the long term. Life doesn't go away. It's like, well, till the end, I guess. But okay, these things, we're in this for life, and we want to live the longest, healthiest life we can. So these problems, especially weight management, overall health, this never goes away. This is relevant forever. Now, with these plannings, we always should plan for setbacks, because setbacks are a natural part of behavior change. We are not perfect. That's the bottom line to it. We are, we are imperfect individuals. We are imperfect beings, and setbacks are going to be there. I'd like to say every week I'm going to lose a pound, pound and a half, 2 pounds, every single week, if I could do that. But reality is, it's not going to be that simple. Plateaus are going to happen. There's going to be saboteurs. There's going to be events that occur. There's going to be stressful events that occur that you didn't plan for. Somebody's going to get ill. You're going to have to take care of them. An accident may occur. There may be anything. You may lose your job. You may get a new job that you have a lot much more stress for. There are more projects that you have to do. So all these things are going to be out there. The saboteurs are going to be out there. And sometimes we're our worst saboteur. I think I've talked about that in kind of these podcasts as well. If I haven't, I'm sure I will in the near future. But saboteurs are real, and sometimes we are our own worst saboteur, but they're also out there. Sometimes it's our closest family and friends. So these barriers are inevitable, and we need to start planning, what are we going to do when they happen? And if we start planning, what are we going to do when these happen, then they don't hit us over the head quite so hard. Okay. So start identifying these barriers, the detours, and we start working around them. So everyone who is successful makes changes, and they're very adaptable too. And everybody experiences setbacks. The people that are successful just get up, dust themselves off, and they keep on going, or they figure out a plan, a resolution to this setback too. Now, as we're working on our goals, you need to kind of keep evaluating and reevaluating your progress. So every period of time, whether it be a weekly basis, monthly basis, you need to sit down and have that discussion with yourself and of, okay, how am I doing towards working towards your goals? I think over the last couple of years, I've had a little sticky note sitting on my computer that basically says, how is what you are doing right now helping you achieve your ultimate goals? And it keeps reminding me as I work in there, it's like, don't waste time on these things that aren't so important. Look at kind of where are we going, your ultimate goal. So evaluate your progress over and over and over. You know, were you successful? What tends to work for you? What doesn't work so well for you? So if you figure out what worked and what doesn't, now you know what to concentrate on. And then make those plans of how you're going to reach your goals, not just those short-term ones, but again, that long-term vision goal too. And kind of keep working on this in a day-to-day thing, because literally day-to-day, it's hard. And we need to keep reevaluating what works, what doesn't. And then finally, once you're evaluating your progress, you need to kind of reassess and adjust. So the goals can be dynamic. You know, maybe it is, you know, as my original goal was, I want to lose 50 pounds. But as time goes on, you think, boy, you know, I'm doing great, and I'd like to get more than that. It's like, oh, I'd like to get 60 pounds. Or you find, hey, I'm doing great, but I don't necessarily need to get more than that. Maybe 40 pounds is all I need, and I feel great here. Getting that another 10 pounds may be somewhat torturous. Weight loss shouldn't be torturous. It isn't easy, but it shouldn't be torturous for you. And certainly weight maintenance, kind of that same way. Again, it's a process we work on forever and ever. So goals can be dynamic. They can evolve. As we change, as we get older, as our life changes, our goals can change as well. Now, also, we shouldn't forget to reward ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean rewarding yourself with a big sundae from a weight loss part of thing, but reward ourselves with different things. Give yourself an attaboy. Give yourself that pat on the back. So kind of it's a big, long process. Again, it's not a project. Weight loss is a process that we're going to work on forever, and sometimes we do better than other times, but just keep reevaluating. So kind of some final tips to think about here in these SMART goals. So remember, think SMART: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, realistic, and time-bound. So think SMART as far as goals goes. Be honest with yourself. Write it down. And one thing to remember is kind of thinking about eating to meet long-term goals, not the short-term satisfaction. Keep that in mind, because this is a pursuit very worthwhile. Your overall health depends on it. Your life depends on it. So keep working on these things. There's something that is very important for everyone. It is a process that we work on forever. Well, thank you all for listening. If you have more questions about this, you know, setting up goals, we talk about this all the time here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. A very important topic. You need to take the time and set the time aside that you can work on these things and figure out how I'm going to get here. Remember, when we're doing behavior change, can I do it, and is it worth it? You need to be able to answer yes to those two questions. Looking for more information, give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. The email is success@cfwls.com. Phone number here is 757-873-1880. If you're looking to access to me, and I give a little topic every single week, that's our Losing Weight USA. Go to losingweightusa.com and sign up. You get the tip sheet as well as recipes, and you get access to me, and I talk about a different topic every single week, and you can ask questions. It's an interactive webinar there. All right. Thank you again, everyone. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Take care.